This is 88.5 WFDD News. I'm Neil Charnoff. In 1999, Patrick Ireland was a 17-year-old junior at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. Ireland was in the school library when a shooting rampage began. With gunshot wounds that left him partially paralyzed, it was hours before he was rescued. With the world watching, he dropped into the arms of a waiting SWAT team and became known as the boy in the window. After a difficult and painful recovery, Patrick Ireland returned to Columbine to graduate as valedictorian and went on to graduate magna cum laude from Colorado State University. He now lives with his wife and two daughters outside of Denver. Ireland will appear this evening in a Winston-Salem benefit for the Mental Health Association and for Scythe County. I spoke to him ahead of the event about his recovery. Can you tell me first about those 4 months between April 20th, 1999, and the school reopening? What was that like for you?
My process with that was a lot of rehabilitation. Initially, there was a lot of confusion and anger and just, you know, wondering, you know, what had gone on and trying to, you know, get a sense of understanding, which transitioned to a sense of somewhat of acceptance and, you know, forgiveness through that process. And I think that was a big part of it, being able to get my mind right towards being able to focus on my own personal recovery, to be able to, you know, get to the point where I was able to, you know, join my class back for our senior year of school on that August day when the school reopened, and being able to be back with my friends, be back with my classmates, and joining them for the first day of school back for our senior year.
There has, of course, been a proliferation of school shootings in the years since. What is it like for you watching breaking news reports on these incidents?
It's hard. I think that, you know, a couple weeks ago when the most recent one happened and President Obama came out and talked about how a lot of our, you know, the nation is becoming numb to this, those comments are hard to deal with, because we certainly don't want to forget what had happened, but we, you know, want to try and learn from it. But along the way, there's been so many instances of things that have happened, whether they be other school shootings or church shootings, or, you know, these random occurrences. When they happen, my mind goes back and thinks about, you know, all the people and friends that were impacted at Columbine, but also immediately shifts to the families of the people that are being impacted by, you know, the current news and things like that, and just being able to be back in place of, you know, where was I at that situation? What were my parents doing at that time? And what were we going through? And what were we thinking? Just because there was, at that point, with, you know, when the Columbine shootings happened, there was so much confusion and just a sense of unknown that, you know, I think we've, as a nation, we've learned a lot from Columbine and the other shootings that have happened since, in terms of, you know, we can train and become more educated about it. But I don't know what the answer is in terms of, you know, being in a position to avoid them in the first place.
Anyone who's been through something like this would have their own process for recovery. Why is it important for you to talk about your experience?
I think early on, my recovery was so focused on just getting better from a physical, mental, and cognitive standpoint. Being able to continue to share my story has been almost therapeutic, being able to write it down in almost like a memoir or a book, but also being able to go share this with other youth organizations or business groups or, you know, church groups and things like that that have been either affected in their own way or people and individuals are affected by different things along their own lifetimes, is if there's one person that we can touch or impact within being able to share my own personal story, people can become better from it, then that's kind of, you know, therapeutic in my own way, being able to impact and serve our community from that perspective as well.
Well, Patrick Ireland, we certainly appreciate your sharing with us, and we look forward to having you here in Winston-Salem. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. It's been great to be here.